You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
John chapter 13, verse 35. By this all will know that you are my disciple. Oh, man, come on. It says, by this all, not some, will know that you are what? My disciple. Here the condition. If you have love for one another. That's it. How they going to know? Love. Are you going to know that a church is good? Love. The love that is there. Not the number of people that is there. Not the noise that comes from the church. Love. That's how you know. That's the church. Because why? I see love. Love flows from there. By this, all will know that you are my disciple. Because you love one another. The Master, Jesus Christ, loved each other. He loved the disciple. For God so, what? Loved the world. That he, what? Gave his only Son, which is Jesus Christ. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have what? So love is the foundation. Love is the key. Love is the master key to our faith. One of my points last month is that we have to ask God to teach us to love difficult people. You remember that? We say, Lord, teach us to love difficult people like you do. Think about this. We are difficult for God to love us. But he loves us. Therefore, we ought to love one another. Because we got to think of ourselves. How difficult am I for God to love? How God put up with all my mess. But let God love me. So my brother next to me, who gives me a hard time, I have to love him as God loves me. When situation is not going right, I still got to love. Because love is the foundation of all spiritual fruit. The love of God. John 13, 35. By this, all will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for what? One another. So if I don't have love for each other, I'm not his disciple. I can forget it. It's just cheap talk. The real deal is to love one another. And it's not easy to love one another. That's a hard thing to do. Because we love the one that we choose to love. That's it. We have a group of people that we're going to love because they are what? Nice to us. They speak good to us. They back us up. Those are the people that we're going to love. It's not difficult. If they call, we run. Oh, man, that person is good to me. But what about the other one? You still got to love him. You got to love him. What about the other one that despitefully use you? What about the one that persecute you and say some bad stuff about you? Still got to love them. Hallelujah. You can't do that without the what? The Spirit. That's where I'm going. You cannot do it without the Spirit. You got to have the Holy Spirit to do that. Be filled. You got to be filled with the Holy Spirit to do such a thing. Look at Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. Let me teach you this morning. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 17. Friend. Know what it says? A friend loves all the time. So, who is a friend? Who is a friend? One that loves all the time. I talked to all my sons and daughters in here, and it says, look, the key here, if somebody pull you out of a ditch when you really need to be pulled out, when that person pulled you out of a ditch when you really need to be pulled out, there was no other hope for you, and they pulled you out, that's a friend. So now, since that person become a friend, later on, that person might say some stuff that you don't like. That doesn't disqualify that person. You go back to the fact that you pulled me out. And if you didn't pull me out of the ditch, I wouldn't be where I am today. Am I talking good to you? Sometimes we forget too quick. We forget too quick. We forget when we were down and nobody was there, but that person was there. When everybody passed you by, but that person did not pass you by. He stopped for you and pulled you out. Hallelujah. That's a friend. Keep that person. That's a friend. That's a friend. You want to keep that person. Always remember. Because that's the critical time. It's not when you have all the bells and whistles now. Because you weren't going to get the bells and whistles if that person never pulled you out. Aha. I'm telling you, this there. You wasn't going to get it. That person has to pull you out. So you always remember that. Love is the foundation of all spiritual fruit. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. To know the love of Christ. To know whose love? The love of Christ. Let's just analyze this. And if you are in your devotion, to know the love of Christ. Which passes what? Where? Knowledge. The love of Christ passes knowledge. That love, you can, it has to go past human knowledge. That you may be what? Filled with the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, human comprehension, human knowledge, and human wisdom can't have a play there. Because it will take me out of it. I will have 50 reasons not to love that person. You will too. 50 good reasons. Am I talking to you? And it's real. But I have the love of Christ, which surpasses my own knowledge and understanding how to deal with that person. And so I submit to what? The love of Christ. That's what we need to do. So that's a spirit-filled life. It makes me submit to the love of Christ. And the love of Christ I now display to the one that is difficult to love. Psalms 18, verse 1. Look at that one. Psalms 18 and verse 1. You just jot these scriptures down. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Look at verse 2. As David says, oh my, use this in difficult time. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, arm of my what? Salvation, my stronghold. I hold on to him because in him, that's where I find it. I don't find it in me. I find it in him. And David, who could write that better than David? Who could say it better than David? You know who David was, a man of war. And David says, I will love you, O Lord. You are my rock. You are my strength. You are my stronghold. In those difficult moments, I hold on to your love. And because I hold on to your love, it generates, it gives me the ability now to love those around me. Love is the foundation of all spiritual fruit. And I explain it to the best of my ability under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Love produces joy. When there is love, comes joy. Go back to Galatians 5. A joyless life, when there's no joy in one's life, we know there's no love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 2. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. So that's the foundation. And love produces what? Joy. Joy does not produce love. The devil is a trickster, so he go backward. No, it doesn't go backward, my friend. Joy will not produce love. Love is who produce joy. So when there is no joy in your life, check love. Because you cannot have joy until you have love. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. And now it produces, the love produces joy. And you can see, because when a man and a woman is in love, they're full of what? Yes. Yes. They're full of what? Joy. Yeah. They're full of joy. They're in love. And the love that they exhibit one to another produces joy. And they want to be around what? Each one another. That's right. But if there's no love there, there's no joy. And when there's no joy, there is big problem. There's no peace. There's no peace. A joyless life. So love is the one that produces joy. Romans chapter 15, verse 15. Nevertheless, brethren,
thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 a.m. WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beach.